gentle deities. The one thing that you won't be able to do is become a great being in the last moment. Geniuses are the same way. You can't become a genius in the last minute. Ladies and gentlemen, again, same way. A king could declare a nobleman, but never make a gentleman. As that requires a history of ennobling deeds or gentle deities. The seemingly easy example is, of course, cramming before a test and graduating without learning. Compared to actually learning and comprehending something, then pursuing that as a career. But that is, in fact, not a good analog to becoming a great being. It's very complex. You are being coerced into inventing cramming. That is why you are being passed along so easily. Real and effective education, along with functional knowledge, has been turned to make-believe, though the teacher still takes a real paycheck home. Normally, teachers would not tolerate memorization as a form of education. That is what marks an authentic school. Here is the punchline. Had you grew up in a culture of dignity, you would automatically reject cramming, and the teacher's fraud would fail. The principal could even get fired. Maybe the school would lose accreditation and funding, pending an alternative that does work. Allow me to digress. The alternative is replacing high school with programming school, also an intermediate step in education, where your first integrated projects would be about simulating and visualizing high complexity, such as physics, chemistry, biology, relativity, astrobiology. You could simulate traveling at the speed of light, for one. And in the worst ways, too, as it would be done in a way that you could not resist, even if you tried. Old school game development. That would include publishing and sales, and later startup crafting, and frankly, turning the tables on investors. Once they want to get paid for listening to your pitch, you need to teach them who the real boss is. You are the future, not the freaking ghouls. I hope you can see how memorizing that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell is actually an insult to you. Whatever you can't simulate and visualize, even if it's just for lack of the ability to program, is just another piece of the puzzle of the fraud of ineffective education. To return to the subject, let us take back the West Point motto.
A human being will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate any of those who do.
This phrase does not belong to the cadet. It belongs to all of the world's human beings. It is a considerable part of the dynamic that results in a history of ennobling deeds. You can see how getting an A+, an excellent GPA, and great career outlook is bait. Above all, so that everyone looks like they are working and get paid. But there are also a lot of noisy layers beneath that where fraud is almost imperceptible. This is where all the opportunists feed. A quick example is an expensive university that allows transfers from cheap colleges. Here they rubber stamp everyone's education, marking it as university graduates. This does wonders for worthless colleges who for 2 or more years milk the students dry. For those of you who may be shocked or hate conspiracies to a point where you can't see that things are being hidden 2 steps under your nose, There are multiple global religious institutions who are hiding crimes and look towards the anti-science ends. They all want the same thing, the thing that extremist religions are getting. You won't witness it, as they make their moves slowly across generations. It is very similar to the decay of civil rights. You never see it all happen the same decade. One of the mechanics here is that they group voters together. They harmonize them, creating a cognitive dissonance. And then a politician promises whatever they all happen to want, and they all vote on that particular politician. Sometimes you may note that there is a little bit of creative shuffling to move voters towards one particular person. If you think religion is an easy example, well, pharmaceutical companies will price drugs to maximize profit. The prices will be set against human well-being. Don't be offended by the idea that your high school and college will screw you. Just be honest with yourself and don't tolerate those who lie, cheat, or steal. Make the teachers teach. And just to repeat, I think it really helps not to see programming as just another subject. For example, reading and writing are not mere subjects. They are platforms without which you are absolutely disadvantaged. You would not be able to read books or write anything down. That is the case with programming. Programmers are not geniuses, though some may paint that stupid picture to feel special. Programming is for all. It is a human tool for human beings. And you learn it on your own from text tutorials and tutorial videos. And as with reading and writing, after you master it, you can go learn everything else. And with visualization and simulation, your education will be magnificently functional. And you don't have to go into medicine or science, just make applications, some of which will make it big. And here, you can just stay in the realm of art, for example. Programs that help young portrait painters is a pretty good start. Here you are writing a program that helps projecting outlines and colors on a canvas with a wall projector. Many people want to master painting by just painting 1,000 portraits. And software that helps a wall projector accomplish this with great ease would ensure their success straight from the beginning. This would fund their mastery, a portrait at a time, until eventually their portraits would be even better without a projector, just free hand and heart. And you can't write this application without learning programming. And you can't learn programming when you are tolerating a cheater that forces you into cramming so that you pass the class without complaint. Once you are forced into ineffective education, you're not gonna get far in life. Don't help your teachers sell you out. As a person of authenticity and dignity, you also reject the lesser authority figures. You reject the moment someone says they have a beer, or that you are already old enough to drink or smoke, and many other things that crappy people will push you into so that they can wallow some more without feeling regret. Authenticity and dignity will emerge just as soon as you reject mediocrity and the status quo. And you are never lonely here. You keep company with Sir Ken Robinson, Christopher Hitchens, Bill Bryson, Socrates, Nietzsche, and Rand. And you listen to them with your heart, the only way to comprehend books and inherit wisdom. And since, in your gentleness, you would never do a deed of wrong, the ideal of knighthood becomes reborn within you. Already back in the 14th century, knights wrote how gentlefolk of the world were asleep. Well, a knight has promises to keep before they sleep. Lady or gentleman, how could you ever feel alone amongst philosophers, great beings, and knights? In a life of gentle dedes, growing all the way up becomes natural, and your lasting legacy is really just a side effect of your greater pursuits.